change, new strength, new understanding. Change is in the atmosphere. Great is the portion of this change. This change is well noted by those who are heeding the call of my spirit and giving themselves to me. They are in tune with my spirit's movings. Those who are not defining what they are sensing are not lessened. Their walk is in the process of moving into being more in tune with my spirit's movings. It is a time of change. It is of great importance to heed the promptings and wooings of my spirit as he draws you away with me. I and only I can move you forward in me by my spirit. It has been said that it is of utmost importance to walk after my spirit in fellowship with me, for by no other means will you enter into the change I am bringing except by my spirit. These things have been said, and today I emphasize this and ask that you take heed. Some will hear this asking as if I am imploring, for this season is of such intensity. All of the understanding of the change has not yet unfolded. Now I say, I am bringing the runners into a new level of grace to hear me and obey me, which is a must for all that you will enter into. You must put first and foremost your life in me and your love for me, for you are empty without the life that is in me, and it is a new strength I am bringing to you concerning this. I am the strength that is being poured into you during this season, and I am the wisdom and the understanding being poured into you during this time, and this is only through fellowship with me by my spirit. It is my spirit who waits to escort each one who loves me into my presence, for he is forever with you. As you are in me, he is in you, in all that you do. You are entering into the room of a new awareness of my spirit and his fellowship with you. There are understandings about him I have wanted to reveal to you. He is a forever friend with you, and he is your companion in my presence. The time period that has been waiting for you is upon you to enter into greater fellowship with me, for my abiding presence, it is key. Come and make the time to hear me. Come and make the time to walk into the grace that awaits you. This grace brings you into fulfilling more and more of the longings in your heart to know me and to see what your heart has cried out to see. Come, take time with me, and let this fellowship be something that never falls away in your walk with me. I am strengthening this foundation of fellowship into an abiding in me.